appreciate you showing your faith and love towards one another. I love you. Thank you for that. Some of you hope to see this type of weather. Okay? Guess what? You're going to have to wait. But things we hope for, our lesson title, Hope Does Not Disappoint. And all our lesson texts are from Romans this morning. And they're from Romans because I'm reserving the right to kind of maybe have a series of Hope Does Not Disappoint, because there's a tremendous amount of other passages that are very uplifting pertaining to hope in our lives. But let me tell you about some of my hopes. I have a hope that you're sharing Jesus with somebody every day. I have a hope that you're walking by faith and you're saying no to Satan in your life as a child of the Most High God. I have a hope that you're setting goals and dreams for yourself and your family that are spiritual in nature, outside of those great things that we've been blessed with physically. I have a hope that I can glorify God with the things I say and do in my life. But as God's scripture says about hope that we just read, hope does not disappoint. Now, how many of us have been disappointed in the last week? Okay? Maybe even I'll just use my wonderful wife, for example. Can I ask her? Does Don disappoint? You can answer. She's not gonna. She's pleading the fifth. Doesn't want to incriminate me. So I ask Bob's wonderful wife, does Bob disappoint? She's not gonna answer either. She just smiled like my wife. You see what I'm saying? But you know what? We expect each other not to disappoint each other. Why'd you do that, DC? Brother Ed, that's not what I was expecting out of you. We could go on and on and on and on about our hope and disappointment in each other and in things. Even more so, let's just talk about how people drive. We can all relate to that, right? Talk about disappointment. I hope that somebody can follow the rules and the laws and courtesy driving down the road completely. But you know what? With 99, if you pass 100 cars and 99 of them follow the rules, follow the law, and is courteous, one doesn't. We're disappointed, right? Our child does 99 things, or our grandchildren do 99 things right, and they do one thing wrong, and we're disappointed. We do 99 things right at work, and we do one thing wrong, and the boss is disappointed. The neat thing about the grace of God and the kingdom of heaven is hope does not disappoint. When you think about spiritual things, when you put things in perspective, you're much less disappointed in your day, in your life, and what God's allowed you to be, where He's at. But you know what? I was looking at this. I'm just going to have to share with you because, you know, sometimes I'm on top of the world and I know exactly, you know, today's a great day, you know. Today is a great day. But if you look at this passage, we've been justified by faith. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus. So, you know, I'm thinking to myself, you know, the days that I don't feel peaceful, that I'm angry, that, you know what, my boss said, I see that 1%. I see that 1 out of 100 times. You need to do it right. What about the 99 times? I need to have peace with God through my Lord Jesus Christ. Because you know what we have a tendency to do? Instead of being hopeful, instead of glory in tribulations, instead of rejoicing in hope, reminded that I'm in God's grace, instead of persevering, instead of adding character, the things that I need in order to have hope and the love of God in my heart, I want to blame somebody else. But boss, look what Billy Bob is doing. See, that's pretty good. We don't have Billy Bob at work, so. Start comparing ourselves to someone else. But I'm following Jesus. Did Jesus compare himself to other people? No, he remained faithful to God. Now let me, you know, I'm going to share this with you. The word hope kind of is mentioned only a couple times in the Gospels. You want to know why? This is my thought. Okay? Hope is for something that you're hoping for, right? Things that are unseen. You have faith in something. Jesus was there. They didn't have to hope for the Messiah. He was there. They didn't have to hope to see God. He was there. They didn't have to hope to be taught. He was there. I struggle, folks, with glory and in tribulations. I'm going to come down the steps with you guys because hopefully you guys feel the same way. You think about that. I like having a great day. I hope for a good, successful day each and every day. And when somebody calls me and says, that's not right, you don't know what you're doing. Or somebody calls me and says, you got to pay me extra money, I didn't figure that. Or somebody calls me and says, hey, what are you doing today? You're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. That happened all this week. It happens weekly in my life, in my day. I get disappointed. Because I want things, I want heaven here on earth. And I've got to be reminded by faith to stand in my hope in Jesus. And be recognized and recognize that my attitude, okay, I can blame someone else for the mistakes that I'm being pointed out for. I can focus the attention on somebody else, or I can just say, I'm going to do the best I can do because I'm following Jesus. You know you're right. You know you're right. How many of us have been married and have really enjoyed every single thing that our spouse has cooked for us since we've been married? That's funny, ain't it right? But you know what? We hope that each thing we taste tastes good. We hope maybe this is something we'd like to have another time. But all of you, majority of you, remembered something that you didn't like, okay? I'm not asking you to share it. But it's the same thing, folks, in our lives. We're disappointed with something as simple as food, or service at a restaurant, or how somebody drives, or how somebody talks about somebody else. It robs us of our hope. Hope does not disappoint. And when you lose your hope, you know what? You lose your patience. You're not a patient person. And you know what? You don't make it through tribulations. You want to blame somebody else. You don't say, God, help me through this. You say, why me, Lord? I know, I do it. I don't want to do it. I got to continually work on not doing that. And character. Let me ask us, folks, when's the last time you prayed for tribulations, perseverance, and character? And I ask, if you haven't thought about it, what a great thing to pray for this week. Add something new. Spice up your prayer life. Go to this spice rack, God's holy word for prayer, and grab some things off of it. Because, you know, you look at this, and God's word is so precious and so truthful. We just got to absorb it. Because you know what? Here, I want hope that does not disappoint. That's Don. The world according to Don. My wife gets tired of that sometimes, but that's she married. I want life and hope that does not disappoint. But I want it without tribulations. I want it without persevering. I want it without having to be restraintful and have a character that represents the kingdom of heaven sometimes. But it doesn't happen that way. It doesn't happen that way. Because we've been justified by faith. We should be having peace with God through Jesus. And be reminded that we're in His grace. And we should rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Rejoice in God. Here, I'm thinking to myself, I want to rejoice in my marriage. And I do. But there's times when things don't go right. We have disagreements. Sometimes it's as stupid as what the food is. Sometimes it's about treating other people in certain ways and foreseeing things. Sometimes it's about money. That happens in everybody's relationships. It's part of life. But rejoicing in hope and the glory of God, rejoicing in God in everything we do. The next time you get angry, you get frustrated. Satan tempts you. Just remember that it's a tribulation and that you need to persevere. I read the passage about perseverance. You know, it talks about add to your faith virtue. Add to virtue knowledge, knowledge understanding. I always add wisdom in there because I want to pray for wisdom. I add one in there. Kind of understanding and wisdom sometimes go hand in hand. Then patience, self-control, perseverance, brotherly kindness, love. We all want to skip to the love. Hope, love, hope, joy, right? We want to skip to the good things. How about anybody? How many of us like to skip to doubling our paycheck right now? It's doing the same thing. Is that going to happen? It's not going to happen, folks. In the same way, I want to skip right to love. I want to be just like Jesus. And we got to work through tribulations and perseverance. And recognize that character, who we are, what we say. One of the things I said I hope for, folks, and that's that we share Jesus with people around us. Sharing Jesus with people around us. Because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who's given to us. And I had that highlighted because I need to be reminded. When I'm in tribulations, when I need to work on perseverance, okay? I don't want to work on perseverance. But God's word says I need to work on perseverance. I don't know about you guys. Maybe that comes easy for you. But God's word touches my heart and says, you need to work on these things in order for hope and having the true hope that does not disappoint. Title of our lesson this morning. God's word says disappointments are going to come. People are going to disappoint you. But I won't disappoint you. Hope. True love of God doesn't disappoint. Romans 15, 1 through 4, it is written, we then who are strong ought to bear with the scruples of the weak, and not to please ourselves. Let each of us please his neighbor for his good, leading to edification. For even Christ did not please himself. But as it is written, the reproaches of those who reproached you fell on me. For whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we through the patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Hope does not disappoint. So I ask us this morning, according to this passage of Scripture, how can you have hope that doesn't disappoint if you don't know what God's Word says? You can't. So how can somebody come to a knowledge of the Scriptures without reading God's Word, without gathering with the saints, without worshiping? You can't. It's like saying 2 + 2 = 5. Easton, what's 2 + 2 =? No? 4. But folks, when our spiritual lives, when we want hope that doesn't disappoint, are we adding the understanding of tribulation and perseverance and character? Are we wanting to skip some steps? Are we wanting to add different things to it? Or are we just going to see what is written? Patience and comfort of the Scriptures. I ask us this morning, I ask myself this morning, do I get patience and comfort from God's Word? There are many things in our lives that give us patience and comfort, folks. And I'm not going to say they're sinful, they're right or wrong, but I'm going to mention some of them. Okay? Some people smoke for patience and comfort. Some people drink adult beverages for patience and comfort. Some people rely on human companionship for patience and comfort. Some people rely on chocolate for patience and comfort. Some people rely on coffee for patience and comfort. The list could go on and on and on and on, folks. And as I said previously, I'm not saying any of those are right or wrong. But if any of those takes precedence over the patience and comfort of the Scriptures, we have a priority problem in our lives. We wonder why we struggle with hope and not disappoint. Where is your hope placed? Is your hope based on comfort and patience of the Scriptures? Do you come back to God? Help me remember what you said. Help me learn what you said. That's why it's so precious to gather and reason together with the saints. It is so precious to study God's Word. It is so precious to open His Word on Sunday morning and reason amongst ourselves. It helps us with patience and comfort and restores our hope in our faith. Only 3 passages this morning, so this is the last passage of the lesson this morning. Now may the God of patience and comfort grant you to be like-minded toward one another, according to Christ Jesus, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify the God and Father of our Lord, Jesus Christ. Therefore, receive one another just as Christ also received us to the glory of God. Now I say that Jesus Christ has become a servant to the circumcision for the truth of God, to confirm the promises made to the fathers, and that the Gentiles might glorify God for His mercy, as it is written. For this reason I will confess to you among the Gentiles, and sing to your name. And again he says, rejoice, O Gentiles, with His people, and again praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, laud Him, all you peoples. And again, Isaiah says, there shall be a root of Jesse, and he who shall rise to reign over the Gentiles, in him the Gentiles shall have hope. Now may the hope of God, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope. That you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Obviously, I have the highlighted, in him the Gentiles shall have hope, folks. That's us. In Jesus, we got hope. We gathered around the table this morning because we got hope. We know, and by faith, and it is written, that he fulfilled the promises of God and opened the kingdom of heaven up from us. We know. Now this is the deal, how many of you think, I've mentioned this is the book of love. God is love, okay? God is just, God is righteous, God is holy. God is the God of hope. The God of hope. If your hope is not in God this morning, you have a false hope. Your hope is in things that are not eternal. We struggle with that. We have hope for all kinds of things. You know, we just got done with the Santa Claus season. A lot of us hope for something, right? And we teach our children to hope for things. Nothing wrong with that. But to recognize that God is the God of hope and our eternal life and our salvation and his holy word gives us the best hope, the true hope that we have. And that you may abound in hope. Folks, I ask you, us this morning, are you abounding in hope? Hope does not disappoint. Are you disappointed in your life? Are you disappointed in your decisions? I pray for you to turn to the God of hope. And have him restore you a spirit of hope in his word and his truth, his promises, to encourage you to be following Jesus. Hope does not disappoint. We rejoice in hope. We need hope. We, through the patience and comfort of the scriptures, should have hope. In Jesus, the hope. The we shall hope, huh? Well, I guess what? You know, there's every lesson, it's got to have some hillbilly in it somewhere, okay? So this is it. In Jesus, we shall hope. In Jesus, we shall hope. The God of hope will fill you with all joy and peace in believing. Folks, put your trust and faith in Jesus and in God. Hope does not disappoint. We will abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. If you haven't become a child of God by being baptized into Christ, have your sins washed away, we invite you this morning to do that. If your hope has not been the hope we've looked at in the Bible this morning, you can make it right. That's a neat thing about God, neat thing about Jesus. You always have an opportunity to make it right. We plead with you to do that as we stand and sing the selected hymn this morning.